Thousands of miles away from the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Washington, D.C., prominent environmentalists and members of Congress kicked off a celebration of the refuge today. They're marking 50 years since the region first became a federally protected area under President Dwight Eisenhower. Since then, its coastal plain has been a battleground between environmentalists and pro-development forces eager to explore for oil and gas. Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico says he believes now, with a Democratic-led Congress and White House, the Arctic Refuge could get complete protection.
I always think that on this issue we've been building momentum, and we're working hard. This anniversary, I think you're going to see a variety of things happen in Alaska, outside Alaska, that show we're building momentum. And this group here today, speaking from the heart, really brings home the message.
But the Alaska delegation was noticeably absent from today's gathering. They want the coastal plain open to development and battle efforts to tighten protections. Tom Udall says that doesn't mean there should be an impasse.
The Alaska delegation has to balance everything in Alaska, and that's very, very important. But sometimes the nation also has to act in its best interest. So that's what I think we have to do with the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Alaskan Lucy Beach, the executive director of the Gwich'in Steering Committee in the Interior, spoke at today's gathering. She often travels to Washington to fight efforts to open ANWR to development.
It's a different feeling to be here, to be celebrating the Arctic Refuge. And there is so much to celebrate. Right now, the porcupine caribou herd is beginning their migration to the calving and nursery grounds, to the birthplace. And it's one of the longest migrations of any terrestrial mammal in the world. And we have that to claim in Alaska and in this country.
The 50th anniversary celebration of ANWR continues through December 6th, the date President Eisenhower established the original refuge area.